how do I end this series in a bang, you ask? Well, I have just the thing. Since today's the last of the series on 10 Second Hugs, I'm going to kick it off with a song, one that I know you love, by Olivia Newton-John. Let's get physical, physical. I want to get physical. Let's get into physical. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Friday, you know the drill. Get as many people to church as possible. And there are no excuses. I'm taking somebody out to lunch this Sunday because I bribed them to come to church. Other people I've said, hey, after church we can go shooting. I'll do anything to get people to church so they can hear about Jesus. And if you don't go to a church that talks about Jesus, by all means, go to a different church. Hey, Garth Heckman, David Alliance. You can reach me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by Well Built Body. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. So let's review, shall we? What can a 10-second hug do? Number one, increases dopamine, which causes you to be addicted to your spouse. Number two, creates a safe environment for vulnerability. Number three, relieves stress and boosts the immune system and gets rid of wrinkles. Number four and five, reignites physical affection and physical attraction. Number six was yesterday. It opens up avenues of communication. And number seven, a 10-second hug is territorial. You mean, what do you mean, territorial? It simply says, this is mine. You are mine. Hey, let me start off right from the beginning. And I'm going to be quite frank. I don't want you coming up, especially during church, because you call it a church thing, and hugging my wife from the front. My wife's got big boobs, and I don't want you hugging her. Not from the front. And I don't want another woman hugging me. Whether you're big, stacked, racked, or not, I don't want it. And my wife doesn't want it either. Why? Because it's territorial. No booby hugs. Maybe that's what I'll call this podcast. Look, I teach on proxemics. And you go, what are proxemics? It's the science of space. And no, I don't mean astronomy. But on space, on territory, in human behavior. And one of the illustrations I do is I try to show people how well someone else knows someone simply by how they hug them and their hand placement. Meaning, if I go to hug someone and my hand is just on the top of their shoulder, like right around 12 o'clock, it means I barely know them. If my hand is on the mid-back, I know them pretty well. If my hand, when I hug them, is on their lower back, I really know them. And if my hand, when I hug them, is on their buttocks, on their butt, it means I better be married to them because that is intimacy. Have you ever been dancing with your partner or your spouse and you grab their butt? Have you ever hugged them really close in public? Ever been away from them for a week or longer and when you see them, you grab them and hang onto them for at least 20, 30 seconds? What's this saying? In public, it's saying you are mine. And in private, it's saying you are mine and then some. Now, whether you do it in public or not, it still screams, my territory, hands off. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 6, says this, set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for love is as strong as death, jealousy as cruel as the grave. Its flames are flames of fire, a most vehement flame. This is a love song from a bride to her groom. Interesting. That is from a woman's perspective, yet it's very applicable for man or woman. Now, why is such jealousy aroused in this scripture when we read it? Well, in the verse just before, it says, we are leaning on each other. Physical touch. It aroused jealousy, or in other words, territorial obsession. When you hug, you are sealing the deal. Verse 6 says, you are a seal on my heart. Look, we all want stuff to be fresh. I like fresh veggies, fresh fruit, fresh paint, fresh salsa, fresh bread, and a good seal makes it fresh. Does your relationship feel stale? Maybe you need to work on the seal. Look, here's what I'm saying. This is what I'm getting at. There are millions of people who simply feel unwanted, unwanted in marriage, unwanted in relationships, because they no longer have that territorial touch or connection. The seal has been, it's weakened, and things are feeling stale. Things are feeling, not like you're a big deal anymore. Again, have you ever looked at something and thought, that looks so good? And then you bite into it and you're like, what? This tastes like styrofoam. There are people right now listening to this podcast and your relationship tastes like styrofoam and you want to blame the other person, but as far as I know, probably 99.99% of the people listening to this podcast have both arms. And if you only have one arm, okay, it still works. And if you have no arms, lay on the person. But look, are things feeling stale? Hug. Hug for 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds. Make the hug so long it's awkward. And guess what? You will start to redraw those lines of territory. You will let everyone know, hey, territorial has a lot to do with you and me and our identity. We are a couple, and I'm letting everyone know, whether it's at home alone or whether it's out in public. I want people to know that we are a thang. I want my wife to know and to feel that we are a thang. A hug does that if it's more than 10 seconds. Come on, get away from those quick, cheap little hug it by. Make it last. Dig in deep. Go for the jugular. Grab them by the waist, lock your arms around them, push your hips into them, press your chest into them, wrap your neck around their neck, and just hold them. You'll be surprised at what happens. These are the 7 things that take place in your life when you decide to hug someone more than 10 seconds. Until Monday, keep slaying giants.